Hello and welcome to the British Equestrian Podcast. Our big topic for Female Health February this week is breast health and what you can do to ensure you're giving your breasts the best support possible. While breast health problems aren't exclusive to women, they are the group most likely to suffer from them, as you can probably imagine. However, a bit of knowledge, a few lifestyle tweaks, and regularly checking yourself for signs of a problem can go a long way to reducing that risk. To find out more, I am joined again. She's already been on the podcast for this, but she's back again. I've roped her in by Dr. Anna Louise McKinnon from our National Lottery funded World Class Programme. Anna Louise is our Chief Medical Officer for the World Class Programme and the Clinical Director for the Injured Jockeys Fund, which she does alongside working for the NHS. And she's previously supported other sports through her links to the UK Sports Institute. Welcome, Anna Louise.
Morning. Nice to be here.
Fab, thank you again for joining us. So, number one, let's get cracking. I've mentioned in that intro there about checking yourself regularly, checking your breasts for signs of problems. If people are doing that, what should they be looking for? What are some of the signs that there's a problem?
Okay, so firstly, you want to just have a look at your breasts for any sign of swelling or change of shape. Look at the skin to see whether it looks inflamed or dimpled, or any changes to the skin, and look for a rash. You also want to look at the nipple to see whether it's become inverted or is pointing inwards. Look for any discharge or any crusting or rashes over the nipple. We then suggest that people check for actually a lump. And the way you do this is by using the flats of your fingertips in a circular motion, starting at the nipple and working outwards towards your armpit. So you need to make sure that you've actually checked within your armpit also for lumps as well as your breast, and quite high up the chest, because actually breast tissue does is sited quite far up the breast towards the collarbone. So do make sure you check quite wide. And it's suggested that this is done every month, ideally at about the same time every month. And I would suggest after a period, because that's when the breasts are least lumpy. Because obviously during periods, breasts become quite lumpy and also quite tender. And they tend to settle down as a period ends. So the best time to do it is after a period finishes. And you get to know your breasts. So you know what is a normal lump. So what's the glandular tissue that you normally have there? And what feels different? So what you're looking for is changes in your breast.
And what then, if you found something that you're maybe a little bit worried about that's a little bit abnormal, what should you do then?
So to reassure you, firstly, 9 out of 10 lumps are actually benign. But having said that, you don't know that. So you need to go and see your GP. And the GPs are very, very experienced in dealing with people presenting with lumps in their breasts, and they will normally refer you to a breast clinic where they'll either ultrasound it or do a mammogram or potentially both. They'll examine you and they'll decide whether any further checks are required.
And sort of, I mean, one of the themes that we've had, you know, across all the content we've been putting out so far for Female Health February is that it's not consistent throughout a woman's life. Things change, and you know, we've got hormones fluctuating and all sorts of things, and all these different phases in life. Is there a time where, you know, it's more common to have a problem with your breasts, or is it kind of consistent?
So the risk of breast cancer certainly increases as you get older. So the majority of breast cancer is found in women over the age of 50. And actually for women under 50, only about 18% of breast cancers are found in women under the age of 50. So it is more common as you get older. But having said that, if you do develop breast cancer between the ages of about 35 and 49, the risks are higher of dying from breast cancer. So we want to be absolutely certain that people of all ages are checking their breasts and noticing if there's any change.
Yeah, because I mean, that is the thing with this, is that it's very important we do it, because the potential consequences of there being an issue can actually be very, very serious. As you've said, it's, you know, cancer, risk of dying, you know, it doesn't really bear thinking about, but it's something we all should actually be conscious of.
Absolutely. But yeah, again, the good news is also that we're getting much better in this country at detecting breast cancer early and treating it early. So the breast awareness campaigns are really helpful in trying to get people being aware, checking for lumps, and going to see their doctor and getting further investigations done if they do notice something that's different.
And what are some of the things then that, I mean, we've talked about the fact that sort of the older you get, the higher the risks, but what are some of the lifestyle choices that, you know, you can make that might increase the risk of a problem, or, I mean, conversely, decrease the risk of something going wrong?
So I think we'll look at the positives and actually think about how can we reduce our risks of breast cancer. And obviously, we're talking about this on a British Equestrian podcast. So hopefully the people listening to this like riding. And the really good thing is that if you increase your activity levels, you reduce your risk of breast cancer by about 20%. So real strong support for getting people outside in the fresh air doing something active like riding. We can also make choices around our diet. So eating more fruit and veg, green leafy vegetables, things like orange type fruits, so fruits with colour, can actually minimise or reduce our risk of breast cancer, and avoiding things like processed meats particularly. Also, we could reduce our alcohol intake. People with high alcohol intake are more likely to develop breast cancer. Maintaining a healthy weight, again, good for us, good for our horses, helped by going riding. So maintaining a healthy weight, really important, does reduce the risk of breast cancer. There are certain chemicals that are around us all the time, and that's something that's being looked into by some of the charities looking at breast cancer. So certain chemicals can increase the risk of breast cancer, and trying to avoid those would be sensible as well. But that can become an obsessive, a bit of an obsession. So I think there's probably more research to be done in that area. But there's certainly easy things that we can try to avoid.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, all those things there, the healthy diet, the exercise, being out and about, that's all stuff that's just good for us generally. So
absolutely, can't do us any harm. And it's a really easy message to get out there. We're probably speaking to the converted here a little bit.
Yes, I'd like to hope most of the people listening to this, you know, are sort of riding, going outside, being around horses, which, you know, as we say, comes with all those physical and mental, of course, benefits that come with physical activity. Now, we've talked about exercise and riding and things then, and I, you know, imagine that, you know, your breasts might need, particularly if, you know, if you've got a larger chest, a bit of support while you're doing those activities. That must be something that we can do to help sort of breast health and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing to say is that bras and breast cancer are not related. OK, so we're not now talking about breast cancer. What we're talking about really is how not having a decent, well supportive bra makes us feel. And actually, if you don't have a decent bra, you do tend to struggle more from shoulder, neck, upper back problems, and just poor posture in general. So for people who are riding and exercising regularly, having a well-fitted supportive bra is really helpful because it cuts down on those more musculoskeletal type problems and also will generally make you feel better.
I mean, yeah, some great advice there. Make sure, we are also going to put out some other stuff this week about how to make sure that the bra you're choosing is the right one for you and fits correctly, which of course is the most important thing. There's no point strapping one of those on if it is way too big and is not going to do the job for you, or conversely, is too small and makes life really uncomfortable while you're riding. Because that is, at the end of the day, that is what we want from all of this, is to make your time with your horse in the saddle as enjoyable as possible. Now, you've mentioned there some of the various charities and some of the research and stuff that's going on around breast health, breast cancer, things like that. What are some of the really useful resources out there then that people could be checking out, looking into to sort of guide them on this educational journey of, you know, well, that we're covering this whole month is a whole big education piece.
So there's a group called Breast Cancer UK, which is a charity. And if you have a look at their website, they've got really useful and very clear resources related to how to check your breasts, what to watch out for. There's even a monthly reminder there. They talk about some of the chemicals They have a physical activity calculator. So lots of resources on there, and I'd encourage people to have a look at that, because I think you could you'll definitely learn something from having a look at that website. NHS resources also very useful, and for people obviously actually with breast cancer, who've recently been diagnosed with cancer, Breast Cancer Now is another charity providing some really useful support. Because actually, even with people with breast cancer, going riding and exercising, absolutely, really good idea. If you're feeling up to it and it makes you feel better, then you need to keep going, doing the things that you enjoy, because the chances of treatment working and having a good and successful outcome and staying breast cancer free after treatment are far more successful and more likely if you stay active.
Definitely. Well, we will make sure that all these resources that have been mentioned are signposted on our website. So head to britishequestrian.org.uk. There's a whole page there devoted to Female Health February. You can find it from the homepage. There's a great big banner at the top. It's pretty hard to miss. And all the content that we've been putting out this month is included on that page. So there's all the stuff on sort of the menstrual cycle and everything else that we were covering last week. And all this breast health stuff will also be there as well, as well as what else is to come throughout the rest of the month. So yes, make sure you check there. And, you know, of course, it's all going to be, there's lots of stuff on social media as well. So make sure you are following everything that we're putting out, as I say, including this breast health stuff that Anna Louise has mentioned today. Sort of, as we're kind of drawing to the end of this then, are there any kind of take home messages maybe that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I think let's end with a really positive message. Getting outside, getting active, riding your horse, keeping active reduces your risk of breast cancer by 20%. And bearing in mind, 1 in 7 of us women during our lifetime will get breast cancer. I think that's a really positive message to get across. So get outside with your horses and keep active.
Brilliant. Well, there we go. That is definitely, I think, the note to finish on, and something that I'm sure we can all take to heart and definitely get on board with. So thank you very much, Anne-Louise. Thank you for joining me and for sharing your wisdom with us. And thank you to everyone at home who is listening as well. We've really enjoyed having you here, and we hope that you'll join us again soon.